Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for the beautiful participation and thank them for everyone for coming. So yesterday we saw, and day before, we saw a very important halacha, an interesting idea between the Mechaber and the Maharama. Again, Mechaber and the Maharama say that if a person did not concentrate, was not focused during the first bracha, you're supposed to concentrate during all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. But at least, if a person did not concentrate during the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, so the Mechaber says you have to go back and daven. Go back and daven. It was like I tell people, there was no foundation to the building. The building falls apart. So the Mechaber says you have to go back and daven. The Ramah says you don't have to go back and daven because who says you're going to have Kavanah the second time? So again, it's really an interesting argument. There's really very little argument. Everyone's agreeing it's disastrous if a person is not concentrating during the first bracha. Question is, do you repeat? Even according to Ramah, we're not saying it's great, it's just the remedy is, what's the remedy? The Mechaber says, you have to go back and daven. You didn't daven. Ramah says, you're right, you didn't daven. You didn't daven. But davening again, we don't know if that's such an answer. So what people don't know is there's an extremely, and again, usually I don't do this, but there's a very interesting bir halacha. So I'd like to do that bir halacha tonight. Maybe we'll go a little further also, but we'll see. So the bir halacha, you can see by the asterisk, it's, let's see, the fourth bir halacha. So the fourth asterisk there, right at the beginning of the line, it says, V'ha'idna. So Ramah said, today, we can't count on a person concentrating the second time around. So if we tell you to go back and daven, you could just blow Shemoneh Esrei again. So very interesting bir halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. L'chora, kavanaso im siyam Shemoneh Esrei. Apparently what the Ramah is talking about is you finished Shemoneh Esrei and you realized, I wasn't there. And you weren't there from the beginning. So you finished Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo kivin ba'avos. And you didn't have concentration. You weren't concentrating for the very first bracha. But where are you now? You finished Shemoneh Esrei, a empty Shemoneh Esrei. So Ramah is saying, don't go back. But Aval im omed etzel ata gibor. But let's say you didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say, which probably happens to a lot of people. You know, you say, you know, you're gonna really concentrate. Baruch atah, and then you're gone, right? You're gone. And then, when do you focus back in? As soon as you finish Avraham, as in Magen Avraham. And now you know the halacha. You know, gosh, I just blew the most important part of Shemoneh Esrei. You didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei. You blew it for the first part, and now you're there. Now you're back in focus. Now what do you do? So, in other words, now you're at a point, you have 18 more brachas, but your Shemoneh Esrei is a shell. So now the question is, do you continue? If you finish Shemoneh Esrei, we got the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, go back and daven. The Ramah says, forget it, why try again? I mean, you know, we don't mean to be defeatist, but you know, like, but the Chofetz Chaim is saying, how about a different case? You just missed the boat. And you still have 18 more brachas to go. So now what are you going to do? What do we tell you now? Continue? What do you mean continue? How can you continue if you're going to make 18 more brachas, but your Shemoneh Esrei is empty? So how can we tell you to continue if your Shemoneh Esrei is empty? You're just going to make 18 brachas levatala. So now, you write it Ata Gibor, right? You just finished Magen Avraham. You have an empty Shemoneh Esrei. Do you continue? What are you going to say? Don't continue. So now what do? All right, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Or what could have? Well, like, we'll start from, what do you do now? Then this karshulo kivan babos, kivan shemitzara din lo yatsa bezeh. So since really your Shemoneh Esrei, you're not yosef with that Shemoneh Esrei because you weren't there for the first paragraph. Hech nemar lo sheyivarach ol brachos. So what are we going to tell you? Keep on going? What do you mean? How can you make more brachas? The brachas are based on nothing. Shul yatzabayim. Achrei shechasol lo brachas avos. Right? You missed the first bracha, so the next 18 brachas are predicated on nothing. V'chim imnei shekarav shlo l'chave nemar lo shiyavarech. So we're going to say, ah, but the Rama says you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei because you're Shemoneh Esrei, because who says you're going to have intent the second time? That's only if you finished. How about if I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Here we're saying Atah Givar. It could be any point later either. You can have one bracha left. So we're going to say, oh no, you're right, you finished Modim. You have only two more brachas left. I have been in La La Land the last 16 brachas. So the question is, what do you do with the last two? Go ahead, say them. What do you mean, go ahead, say them? There's no Shemoneh Esrei here. Everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody got me? Too much silence here. It's getting me a little nervous. Lo yatza bahem, kein hayanirli. So the Chofetz Chaim says, that's what it seems to me, that we can't tell you to go further because there's no Shemoneh Esrei here. So according to Chofetz Chaim right now, what should you do? Go back and start Shemoneh Esrei all over again. Go back. You can't continue. That's untenable. You can't continue. So then he says, no, but it seems from the Chai Adam that the Chai Adam says, don't go back. Don't go back if you're at Atah Gibor. Don't go back. So according to the Chai Adam, apparently, you keep on going, even though you don't have a Shemoneh Esrei. Seems to be like, but how? So the Chofetz Chaim comes up with a advice, a trick, if you want to call that. V'yoser ne'oli etzo acheras. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I got another idea. V'ofen zeh, shlo yomar od ata klal, v'yamten al shat. So if you're davening with a minion, so you have many advantages, and this will be one of them. What do you do? Stop. Wait. Wait for the chazan to start his repetition. Now you got the idea. Shomer brachas avos. Now the chazan's going to say the bracha, the very first bracha, right? He's going to start from the beginning. V'yachab en lotzeis. And you have in mind that you're going to fulfill your obligation of the bracha with him saying it. Just listen to him, right? That's what the chazan's all for. And when the chazan gets up to where you caught yourself, right, ata gibor, yakel ba'atzmo, so then you can continue. Da'alotfil kamelande eno motzi ela davka misheino baki. Aye, we say that the chazan only fulfills the Shemoneh Esrei for someone who doesn't know how to daven. You know how to daven. Maybe not well, but I mean, not concentrate. I mean, you have the ability to daven. We're not talking about concentration. Mashen came by avos kivon she'eno yochol levarach osa atzmo. So Chofetz Chaim says, you're right, but in this case, you can't say that bracha. Why? Because you sort of like said it already. So you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. So in this case, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, you're considered like you can't say it. So therefore, wait. Wait, and wait for the chazan to finish, to start. He says, now again, obviously this is, could be with wherever you're up to. If you're out to Tkabe Shofar, right? Stop, and then wait for him to start from the beginning. Just listen to him. Don't answer Baruch Shmo, just answer Amen, right?
Because you know, answer in your middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
Right, but you don't have really a Shemoneh Esrei. So you're trying to fill in a Shemoneh Esrei.
So you say Amen, and then you start saying a
Tagibor. And then, or Tkabe Shofar, right, or whatever you're up to. And when he gets to where you woke up, uh-huh, then you can continue.
So you said Amen.
He's saying it for you.
You're saying that you say Amen, and that's right. Shemoneh Esrei?
Right.
Can you, really?
Physically say
it. Well, he doesn't really talk about that.
It's Shomei HaOner.
Right.
You don't need Shomei HaOner.
You don't need Amen, Shomei HaOner, but you're
in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
Right, but you could, if you're in the middle, you could really say Amen in the middle of a bracha. In the middle, in between the brachas. You really could.
Yeah, but so, if you don't need to.
No, you're right. You don't have Amen. I should look it up again. But it's better to answer Amen. But here you don't have a Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have a Shemoneh Esrei.
But you're still, technically, you're still the emtzah your Shemoneh Esrei.
Sorta.
You're going to be yotzei your brachas.
Sorta. So it depends according to who. Like, you really don't.
So maybe you should err on the side of not, you know.
Right. Yeah, you could say it. But Baruch Shmo, for sure, you should say.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was cool for that. Or, how about if you're not diving with them in your chazan shul?
The this would work.
Okay, so the Pirei Halacha would say then that you go back. Yeah.
Well, the Chofetz Chaim says it seems to him that way, but he backs off from it because of the Chai Odom.
Right, but the Chai, but he says
so
it's just mashma.
Again, that's right, but it seems from the language that he says, what is he saying? Avo medivrei, right?
Right.
It sounds like saying, yeah, I'd like to say you'd repeat it, but the Chai Odom's against me. It seems to me. That he's backtracking a little, if you want to call it.
I thought he was doing that to ramp up to the Biyoser and Nerali, that this is the Eitzah that you
Yeah, but the
give
question
anyway.
Is, the like
but
everybody's asking,
answer,
what do you do
right.
when there is no repetition? Like Mr. Abraham was saying, let's say Mat, or some of those things. Marib. Or let's say Chas v'Shalom, you're not diving with the minions. So then what do you do?
If you're the 10th man and everybody's waiting for you, you can't
right.
stop.
That's right. Well, no, you could stop and then you listen because, you know, you're counting for
the chazan can't begin the repetition until he has
that's right but you could but at least you're not davening like you're more or less finished with davening. In other words, you could
you're available, right, give him the impression that you're done.
The
should
question is, according
back?
To you, what do you do when you get up to where he's up
so
to?
So should you take 3 steps back to give him
no.
the appearance that you're done?
No, you could just stop and right.
Your mouth is
now the only problem would be, according to your scenario, would be what happens when he gets to where I'm up to. So I'm supposed to now continue on my own, right?
So what do you do with Kedusha?
No, Kedusha you just listen to. That's not a problem. But the problem would be when he gets up to wherever you woke up, so then really you could just continue on your own. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. But they need you to listen.
Right.
So probably in that case, you should just listen to the whole Shemoneh Esrei and he'd be Yotze you the whole Shemoneh Esrei.
Wow. As far as being focused and paying attention to it, I mean, there are people, I'm sure yourself and a few other people, that they're so good in Hebrew that they know every word. But let's say that I can read the Hebrew and I don't know all of it. So even if I'm focusing and I'm not getting all the words because I'm speaking in Hebrew, am I then guilty of not being able
to... The main thing is to know what's going on... we talked about it a couple of days. To know what's going on in that first paragraph. It's really crucial.
It's not word
that's
for
long.
Word, it's just a general understanding and paying attention, right?
No, I don't know. I mean, you're supposed to know what every word means, but if you have a... You should know what every word means. There's not so many words there, so, you know, especially if you have the interlinear. So.
To on the reader's repetition, the idea of joining with
that's
him.
Right.
So in that case,
you'll blow that also.
But
if you
they need him.
Yeah.
Then he also has to be able to just Yotzi.
Right.
So
just listen. Okay, but obviously the best thing is to focus on Shmoneh Esrei. At least for the first part, right? Then avoid the problem altogether.